hell is going on?
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was this UPS guy. He just walks up, he dumps his box, and he runs off. I was just about to ring the bell, and he zips in, and see? Box. It wasn't me.
And who the hell are you?
I'm the girl. Erica, I'm...
Oh, for the thing, for the interview.
Yeah, for the interview. Yeah, I'm Erica.
I'm...
I know. Believe me, I know who you are. Whew, I'm a...
Huge fan.
Yeah, I've seen
all the movies.
Okay. All right, so where can I set up my equipment?
Wherever's easiest and fastest. Honestly, the sooner this is done, the better. That table's fine.
So can I come in? I can come in. Okay. Nice place. Big.
It's gonna take long.
Should only be about 20 minutes, but we can go as long as you want.
20 minutes, then. There's a Laker game on.
Okay, we're almost... let me just test. Hello? Hello?
Cigarette?
Huh? Oh, no. Okay, you wanna sit here?
I have to talk into this thing?
No, it'll pick up everything. Ready?
I guess.
Great. Welcome back, horror fans, freaks, and pod people. What an honor it is for us to be here talking with a man whose body of work is synonymous with the upcoming holiday. Happy... Happy Hot...
Thanks, and to you too.
Okay, so, as we just passed the 35th anniversary of your cinematic classic, do you just sit back and reflect on the impact it's had?
Not really.
The influence on generations of filmmakers?
Nope.
Guillermo del Toro just said that your film...
Who's that?
Guillermo del Toro? Oscar-winning horror director.
Oscar. He must be talented. Oh, yeah. Wait, Spanish guy. Swears a lot.
Well, he's from Mexico.
Nah.
It may make you proud that him and so many others have been just so inspired by you.
No.
No?
I don't know how much more concise I could be with that answer. Should I repeat it?
No, it's... Around the world, it's... All right, now the mask worn by the demon child in the film. Is it true that it was really a Halloween mask of an actor?
You're gonna ask me about the mask? Really? Wow. What's next? You're gonna ask me about working with the quintessential Scream Queen? Or my favorite, what scares you? How about the use of Steadicam? Or maybe how I wrote and composed the score?
No.
I can read upside down. It says it right there.
Yeah, that's what it says. Congratulations. You must be very proud of yourself.
Poor girl.
I'll have one of those cigarettes. Thanks.
You gonna cry now?
No.
Well, maybe you should, asking questions like that. Go read a copy of Fangoria from 1978, why don't you?
They weren't my questions. I had an intern whip me up something. I don't even like this horror crap.
What?
You want me to repeat myself?
I don't get it. Aren't you from the magazine?
Website, yeah. But sales and advertising, not journalism. I beg for this assignment. All the boys in the office were hot under the collar to meet the master of horror. I don't really get the attraction myself. Real life is horrifying enough.
So why bother?
Well, it pissed off the man children in the office. It caused a lot of fandemonium. I like that.
That's a very nice image.
And I wanted to try something different. Journalist. Very romantic.
And how do you like it?
I just quit 60 seconds ago.
Oh, don't quit on my account. I'm cranky. And look, you may not be in the best of hands if you've got an editor that sends someone like you out to interview a guy like me.
Well, I had an angle. Told my editor I was from the same hometown as you and that you knew my grandmother. Said I could get a story from you that no one else could.
Are you?
From Bowling Green? Yeah.
What's your last name?
What the hell? That came from the box!
Yeah.
And you're not freaked out by that?
It's probably a Busby.
A what?
A Busby. You really haven't seen my movie, have you?
I thought I did. Big killer with the mask and the knife and the big kitchen knife.
Yeah, that was it. The monolith, he's called. But hand me that big kitchen knife behind you. And he travels with this guy.
Jesus Christ, it's a kid?
Demon Child. He was called Demon Child in the script. Audiences just started calling him Busby because of his voice, I guess. He's the inside man. Comes in through the window, hides under the bed, unlocks your doors, gets you all scared and panicked, and then, why will you look at that? Look at that detail. That is some Rob Bottin level stuff right there.
I remember now. He had the knitting needle and the pliers, scaring the hell out of the poor babysitter until he finally let the big guy in the house.
The monolith. Busby and the monolith. Killer team. Here, check out the eyes.
Black doll eyes. So?
No. Look closer. Lean in.
It blinked.
Light sensor, see? See, it's got a light sensor. Wave your hand over the eyes.
Bonjour, Cabri.
Bonjour.
Cabri. It means goat. Cajun, I think.
He doesn't say that.
Everybody's got an Achilles heel. You just gotta keep stabbing until you find it.
Now that, he says. Quality stuff, this one. No note or anything. Doesn't say what's from. Still scary after all these years. There's your article right there.
I told you, I quit.
Oh, not because of a crank like me. Besides, you're a hometown girl. Or did you lie about that?
You're the only liar here.
Excuse me?
There's no Laker game on tonight.
What did you say your family name was?
LeBeau. My family name is LeBeau.
Doesn't sound familiar, sorry. Well, kid, you are in luck. Let's get your journalism career jump-started. You get a never-before-seen exclusive look at the vault. You can even take a few pictures for the magazine.
It's a website.
The website?
Website, yes. It's like a magazine, but what's the vault?
Here, help me carry this thing, will you?
What's the vault?
Come on. You got it?
Oh, it's an actual vault. Wow.
You first. Got it? Is it too heavy for you?
No, it's just really bulky, but there's no light down there.
Yeah, the light switch is at the bottom of the stairs. Bad design. Come on. You're not scared, are you?
No, I'm not. Oh! Props? Jeez, it's like a mini warehouse in here.
Welcome to my nightmare. No, nightmares.
It's disgusting. Are all these from your movies?
And more. Bunch of things people have given me, things I've collected.
Things you've taken.
Hmm?
Is that the jukebox?
No, yeah, all horror scores. Most of them mine. Go ahead, play something. Good choice.
How many rows of shelves are there? What are those?
Intestines. Severed limbs. Some don't hold up really well, I guess. That's the three-bladed knife from Bonkers. The spring-action spikes from Feast of Flesh. Oh, and the devil's nails from the devil's nails.
And a whole lot of Busbies.
Let's decorate this home with your entrails and bones.
People send them to me, like I said.
Is your desk over here?
Yeah, hey, you can look, but hey, that's off limits, hey!
What's this?
Nothing. God, you're bold.
Looks like something. Little cloth pouch with writing on it. Looks old.
It's just a trinket.
Your good luck charm?
Sorta.
No, sorta about it. It's a gri-gri. A hoodoo talisman believed to drive away evil and bring good luck. From Africa by way of Cajun Louisiana. But you knew that, didn't you?
You want to see something really scary? Erica LeBeau. An exclusive scoop. Just for you.
What do you mean?
Go on. It's just over there. Back that way. Back that way in the corner.
The giant dog sculpture?
That's Rougarou. Now, further. Further in the corner. Hanging. Hanging in the corner.
The skeleton?
I prefer to think of it as a warning if you don't tell me why you're here.
A gun? What the hell?
Give me some credit. Maybe I was a little slow on the uptake. Good job distracting me with the package being delivered, by the way. I'm usually more cautious about freaks and weirdos showing up, but I didn't make it this far by not thinking ahead. You're dropping hints at me left and right, which makes me think you've got some plan for revenge.
Me? No. Why would you think that?
I know your name. LeBeau? How do you think I could forget that? You're Dr. LeBeau's, what, daughter, granddaughter?
Dr. LeBeau was my grandmother. I'm not surprised you don't remember me. I was little. But I know all about you. The story no one knows. The mean kid in the neighborhood.
You mean the poor kid.
Oh, please.
Which no one let me or my family forget, ever.
You killed a cat. That made you the mean kid.
Everyone just assumed that. No one had proof it was me.
Was it?
Well, yeah, but I was a kid.
Oh, right. I guess that makes it okay.
No, but it's not like that. Hey, I don't have to explain myself to you. Look, I was crying on the back steps of my house again, and along comes this fat, happy, beautiful animal. It was, at first, kind of wonderful considering what had just happened. A little sympathy come my way, finally, you know? Cat just came up to me, rubbed its head on my leg, it's purring, it's a comforting moment. Until I saw its collar. Diamond collar. Something occurred to me. It hit me. This cat was clean, happy, well-fed, had never been beaten. It had a better life than me. I was lower than this animal. And then it wasn't a cat anymore. It was just a mockery.
They weren't real diamonds.
I was 17. You're missing the point.
You know who else was poor? My grandmother. She grew up in Louisiana before we moved. Swamp country, okay? She had stories just like you. Except, you know what? She worked hard, studied hard, and earned a degree in medicine when women didn't do that sort of thing. She helped people. She was helping my father until his photography career took off. He was a visionary. He was just getting noticed. Until... I'm saying we struggled, and we didn't steal. We didn't murder.
Not everything I did is defensible, but your grandmother, she didn't quite earn her way up the ladder, now did she?
Stop pointing that gun at me!
No, and you know what I'm talking about. The gree-gree, the hoodoo luck charm. Yeah, it works, okay? It changed my life. The cat was a miracle. It didn't just wander up to me. It was delivered. The diamonds on the collar, yeah, okay, they were fake. But the address was real. 1537... Orange Street.
Orange Grove.
Biggest house on the street. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I do remember you. Little kid with the big orange jacket. You wore it that night. I waited for you all to leave.
It wasn't an orange jacket. It was a costume. I was a pumpkin. My school play, a Halloween play, but we never made it.
I thought you had left.
Dad forgot his camera. He wanted to capture my big moment. I had the last line where I walked up the stairway, looked at the audience, and said, "Happy Halloween!" But I never got to say my line. After waiting so long, I went in, only to find both of them dead, murdered.
It was an accident. I did go to jail.
You went to juvie!
I gave everything back.
Not two good people.
Well, everything that I could.
And the gree-gree?
I don't know why I kept that. Huh. I mean, I know now. But I didn't then. I just did it. It called to me.
You barely did a year in juvie. Had no record because of your age. You got to live a normal life while mine fell apart. My mother was never the same. You took my life. But the good thing about hoodoo is that it balances things out. And it's time for you to pay the price.
You've been plotting this whole thing for your entire life, haven't you?
Oh, I'm just a spectator. Maybe a facilitator. Like you said, it called to me. So here we are, in the basement of a life you stole. A life of props.
The gun is not a prop.
Bullets aren't going to help you.
What do you mean?
Let's go, guys!
Hey, hey, hey! Where are you going? Turn the lights back on, and let's talk about this. There's just someone else down here with you. Now that was a warning. I'm aiming now.
You know, we never believed in the hoodoo charm. Not even my father. He kept it because Granny LeBeau gave it to him. It was purely a sentimental trinket.
You really believe that?
Not anymore.
So what changed your mind about it?
Seems there's more to my grandmother's superstitions after all. And you're involved in some dark matters, my friend. You've been stealing from Cajun folklore all your life in one way or another. Busby and the monolith, a direct lift from the 824 swamp demons. Always travel in twos. One at the window, one at the door. Say your prayers.
Yes, I think that's how it goes. And you know something? You talk too much!
Let me go! Let me go!
Calm down!
You're in trouble. It's over for you!
Oh, really? Because I'm not the one with the gun to my head. Now, who did you bring in here?
You brought it on yourself. Stealing my future wasn't enough. You had to take more. You went too deep into the black magic. I bet you can feel it. Can't you? This is no luck charm. You've summoned something powerful.
Shut up!
And guess what? I did too!
So, Chief, should I turn the light on?
Who's that?
Oh, don't you recognize the voice? Sure. Turn the light on.
Ta-da!
Jesus! What's...
Boo.
Did you get a kid to dress up? What the hell is that?
What do you mean, kid? This is Rob Bottin level design. Remember?
It can't be!
I don't use prop knives. I use real knives.
Stay back, or I will shoot her!
Oh, I don't think he cares.
Real knives to take real lives.
Stay back!
Oh, you got me. You got me. I'm a goner.
Get off of me!
Get back here! What? No!
Okay, I played dead. Now, it's your turn.
No!
Are you sure you want to go upstairs?
Let me out!
Oh, so you met my friend the monolith. He's big, he's knifey, and nowhere near as fun as me.
This can't be happening. This can't be real!
Said the man who believes in witchcraft, Busby.
Everybody off the bench, we got a skinny neck to rent. Told you, everybody's got an Achilles heel. You just gotta keep stabbing until you find it.
No!
Told you, Pebri. Hey, pal, you met my friends? They're not as good looking as me, but they're just as animated.
They're all alive? How? This isn't possible! This isn't possible!
You believed it was real. You made it real. All the nightmares you stole, all the horrors you created, both real and imagined, it's all coming back on you now, as it should.
Bonjour, Pebri.
Please, call them off. I'll do anything you want. I'll give you whatever you want.
I think we've established that the one thing I want is something you cannot give.
Please!
So, boss, do you want us to kill him or what?
I want you to do everything but kill him.
Sounds good to me.
Let's go!
Get him! Save the eyeball for me. Here's your stinking eyeball. Oh, that's gonna hurt. So, boss, what do you think?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Thank you. It is. It's really gross. It's disgusting. So, what do we do now?
I don't need you anymore. You're free. It's Halloween. Go have some fun.
Sounds good to me. Let's go get Stu Gordon. Right? Go get Derek at that. Let's go kill. Let's just go kill. I just want to go kill. Can we just go get some? Go terrorize. Let's go get one of those new guys who all seem to be named Adam. Did somebody get the monolith, by the way? Is he still standing at the door?
Please. I need a doctor.
The only doctor I know was taken from me when I was a kid.
Don't leave me down here.
Down here is exactly where you belong. You know, I think you've reinvigorated my love for the holiday. That was truly scary.
Please.
And one more thing. Happy Halloween.